Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Mike Lombardi joins us each and every Friday on this very program. He was actually asked about something that happened with us on this show. With Lou last week, so we appreciate that. Anytime that Mike does that, Mike joins us live on the Harbor One Hotline. I was just complimenting you, Mr. Lombardi, for extending our conversation onto your other platforms. We appreciate that. Keep doing that. We like that.
That's fine. Look, I mean, Lou floored me with his love of MVP Mitch. I've had to stagger myself out of it. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, he must not know anything about me if he's telling me the Patriots should sign MVP Mitch. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let me give you one, because we've had this conversation.
Sir.
We know that Deshaun Watson is not satisfied down in Houston. Houston's going to have to make a hardcore decision here. And if they get a disgruntled guy with a bad team next year, it might even get worse. So would Bill ever engage? He's going to have to give up so much. He's got some assets here in draft picks and money, but he also has a lot of spots to fill. Would Bill Belichick do something like that, knowing you bring in a top five quarterback right away?
I think you have to pay any price. Now, look, you don't want it to go into this James Harden trade. I mean, because I've never seen anything like that. But I think you got to pay any price. Now, you got to believe at some point, you know, Houston wants something back that can give them a quarterback, assuming they're going to want to make this trade. I don't think Houston's going to want to settle this issue. And I think Nick needs to hire the right coach to help him settle this issue. Because you could just sense, just from Twitter today, the reason there's so much hostility towards Jack Easterby and that organization stems from, I think, all those players feel like he was instrumental in getting Hopkins out of there. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm guessing. The anger, the article, there's a lot of that that's coming out, and it related to the Hopkins deal. And as people are trying to figure this out, it's become problematic. And okay, Nick's got to solve this.
Okay, let's say he doesn't solve it, okay? And he does have communication, obviously, with Bill, though maybe Nick doesn't want to deal with Bill right now and no deal. Do you think that is the road that Bill would take?
I think Bill has to be. And he hasn't told me this, so I'm not speaking for him. But this is just me looking at this through the lens of what it takes to be a great team in the NFL. You have to be willing to give up what it takes to get a great quarterback. And so, that's just the cost of doing business. So the answer is yes.
So, you know, thinking of coaches that are newly hired. So you got three coaches that were hired. It looks like Arthur Smith to Atlanta, Salah, I guess I'm saying his name right, to the Jets, and Urban Meyer. I'm just looking at some first-time NFL head coaches hired directly from college since 2000, Mike. And really, the only one, a couple, Bill O'Brien had a good record, Chip Kelly, Jim Harbaugh. But other than that, nobody. What do you think of the Urban Meyer hire down in Jacksonville, and do you think he could turn that program around?
Well, I mean, look, you know, I wrote about this for The Athletic today. Look, he walks into Trevor Lawrence, which is, you know, he's not coming back. I love how today they characterized that he was there deciding on who to pick. He's not taking this job if Trevor Lawrence isn't coming out in the draft. He's not going to Jacksonville to hopefully decide, is it Justin Fields? Should I take, you know, Zach Wilson. No, he's taking this job because he gets to coach the generational quarterback. Because every conversation he's had with anybody who's been in the league from college has said, if you don't fix the quarterback, if you don't have a way to fix the quarterback, you'll die. That's the conversation Nick Saban's had with every coach. That's what happened to him in Miami. When they flunked Drew Brees on that physical, Nick Saban really felt like that was the end of me in college. How am I going to get a quarterback? So, you know, I think that that's the case. Look, Urban's smart. He builds a culture. He's done it a lot of different places. It depends a lot on his staff, and it depends on how he's viewed his staff and what he's going to insist on and who helps him. The key hire here is going to be his offensive coordinator, his defense coordinator, and the guy he brings with him to be the general manager in title, maybe not in say, but that guy's got to be pro-savvy and can advise him on some situations that he's going to need to handle himself.
All right, so, Mike, I got to ask you. So you don't think Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick can fix Mitch Trubisky? You don't think they can fix a quarterback?
Okay, let's go through his career.
Can they fix a quarterback? No?
They can fix a quarterback. They can't fix one that doesn't have instincts. And if you understand his background, you understand why. Bill Walsh used to always say, don't take the one-year player and look forward. Take the one-year player and look back. So let's look back at Mitchell Trubisky's career starting at Mentor on the Lakes High School. He was a top high school player. He was Mr. Ohio in the state. Ohio State recruited him to play free safety. They didn't feel he had the innate instincts to play quarterback. They wanted him to play free safety. He said, I'm a quarterback. He goes to North Carolina. Big recruit for North Carolina to get Mr. Ohio. He backs up a guy at North Carolina who you don't even know who he is. He's not even in the Canadian League, the Arena League. He's in no league. He backed him up for 3 years. He starts 1 year, 13 games, 1 year. And you look back and you look forward, and that's what Ryan Pace right. did. The best player in the conference, the guy who started 4 years, the guy who won ACC every year, was the ACC player of the conference, was Deshaun Watson.
But okay. No, listen, you know the history of it more than I do, but we're just talking about possibilities, getting a quarterback that can run, a realistic possibilities. We're not talking about Stafford and Wentz and everybody else. We're talking names like Mariota and Winston and a guy like Trubisky that could maybe make it happen.
You can't sign a quarterback
and try to win with average quarterback play.
You can't sign a quarterback and still need a quarterback.
Well, who do they get, Mike? Like, who's the answer here then? I mean, if it's just like, okay, they're going to get the next great quarterback, like, who's the guy? Draft?
I think you got to go through the draft.
At 15?
I think you got to look at the draft. Mahomes went at 10. Watson, who we're having this conversation about, went at 12. Nobody, I was the only guy on Watson. Everybody else, I wasn't on Mahomes like everybody, like Kansas City was. But I was on Watson.
So is Mac Jones the guy?
Look, I saw the picture of Mac Jones smoking a cigar after he won the contest. That guy needs a map to the weight room. Like, seriously, he'd never been in a weight room.
That was
the most discouraging picture I have ever seen as a personnel evaluator.
What about Brady?
For 35 years.
What about Brady's draft picture? Hey,
different world. Combine. Different world now. Different world, different time.
But I'm just talking.
We were never into that kind of off-season training when Brady came out. It wasn't that way back then.
So realistically, who is it? What do they do? Do they trade up? Do you like Zach Wilson? Do you like trade Lance?
I love Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson could be a great player. I don't know enough about the backgrounds. See, most of these guys, you got to understand
like
their
50.
Backgrounds.
He's okay. He's probably Mormon, so he's probably about 28.
I don't think that's the case, but it doesn't
probably
really matter.
Probably got five kids.
Hey, look, maybe, you know, there's a trade to be worked out. Maybe Gruden wants to go with Mariota, and he'll trade Derek Carr. Would you want Derek Carr? I would.
No, yeah, I would.
I guess. But by the way, just one more thing. You do realize that when I ask Bill Belichick a question, I don't really give a damn how he answers it. I know after 4 or 5 years, but I have to ask the question. You do realize that, right? And the follow-ups, because our listeners need to hear.
Yeah, but I just know that, you know, he's going to answer your question in a way to where you're really not going to get any answer.
Well, so then why do we have the interview? We have to interview him every week. I understand that, Mike. But when we go into, we have to ask these questions.
When you keep saying, well, why don't you play Stidham, my point on that whole thing is, yes, you have a right to ask that question.
I didn't ask that question.
But he's, I'm not saying you did. I was using that as an example. But once he's given the answer by his actions, it's almost a moot point to keep asking.
So we shouldn't even ask when they're eliminated.
I didn't.
Well, that's what you're telling me.
He's already told you that.
So when they get eliminated, I shouldn't say, has anything changed?
Well, I mean, you could ask that. I think he's going to ignore it. You know,
that's fine. I don't really care if he ignores it, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when it's just, like, I ask questions. I think you said that, and I expect him to answer them. I don't really give a damn what he does because I know who he is. But
I think you've only got, look, you're not,
damn right,
you're
like Barney Fife.
You're like Barney Fife. You got one bullet in the gun. You can't waste it.
No, I got a lot of bullets, Mike.
He compared you to Barney Fife.
I keep coming.
You don't get 15 questions. You don't get 15. You get one question, don't you? Or are you?
No. We talked to him. We talked to him for like 20 minutes.
It's like a 15-20 minute interview.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what am I going to ask this man if I know? I know he's not going to answer anything. What am I going to do for 15-20 minutes?
I thought you were doing it at his press conference.
No. He's a regular on the show, Mike. Every month.
I got it. He's like me. I got it. All right.
And it's probably like you. It's probably the greatest 15 minutes of his week. Probably very similar to you.
I love it. I enjoy it. It's fun.
Well, let's get, and you know that we're emotional up here. This is part of New England. You've spent time here. You understand it. A lot like
it.
Philadelphia, by the way. Very similar to Philadelphia. But let me get to the games this weekend. Tom Brady has had real trouble against New Orleans. Tampa Bay's had real trouble in the first two games they've played. Is it going to be any different in this game Sunday night?
I think when you go back and watch the games, I think New Orleans did the best job against Tampa this year in terms of covering the receivers and pressuring Brady. Bruce Arians is 0-4 against Sean Payton so far since his return to Tampa Bay. The issue really has been Tampa Bay is the defense that is the most passed against defense in the first half of any team in the NFL. No one runs the ball against Tampa in the first half. They throw it. And that's what New Orleans did against them and got the lead. This is going to be a really big game for them to play complementary football, something that Bruce doesn't like to do. Bruce wants to gun them, you know, no biscuit, no glory, right? It's a challenge. The offensive line, they lost that offensive guard. That really hurts them. Where I thought they were outstanding was blocking Washington's front. This week, it's another challenge. The other issue was last week, they struggled like crazy to really slow down a Washington's offense that is rather pedestrian.
Yeah, third-string quarterback.
And that's what worries me. Yeah,
fourth-string quarterback, whatever.
Yeah, just let me pick this other game real quick, Mike, because Cleveland and Kansas City. So
give them the points. It's 10.
No. I'm trying to figure out, does Cleveland, realistically, right, you know, not don't factor in, the bye week, jitters that happen to some teams, you know, after they get that bye week and they're not ready to play. How does Cleveland win this game? Like, what is the best case scenario for what happens when it's all over and said and done? You know, Cleveland won because of what?
Well, let's start off by saying this. In this round, 89% of the time, the team that wins covers the spread. 89% of the time. So let's start that off. How Cleveland wins is Cleveland scores with them, matches them score for score, and they have the ball with no time left on the clock, and they kick a field goal to win the game. That's how they win.
So the best closer in the game doesn't have an opportunity to come out there and win it.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I see it the same way.
If they got ahead in this game 28-0 in the first quarter, much like they did against Pittsburgh, Kansas City will still come back on them.
Well, last year, 24-0.
Let me ask you about the Rams Green Bay. I know you hate Goff. I'm just curious, like Ramsey and Davante Adams, and what that does to Green Bay's defense, Green Bay's offense. If Ramsey shuts down Davante Adams, can he?
Well, I think Rodgers is just playing fabulous, right? You know, as for Goff is 3-1 in games under 40 degrees. He's thrown 5 interceptions.
1-3.
He's thrown 5 touchdown passes. He's 3-1. He's played in 6, but Jeff Fisher was coaching the other two. With Sean McVay, he's 3-1 in games under 40 degrees. The game he lost against Chicago is the one we all remember. He's been bad in all 4 games. He's thrown for 50% completion, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. That being said, the Rams are all about their defense. But Rodgers is at a different level. The best thing, the guy that might win the MVP of the league is Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love is the reason why Aaron Rodgers is so pissed off at everybody. And he's playing at such a pissed off level. It's hard. He's back to 13 level. And Jordan Love, the first-round quarterback, is sitting there on the bench, and he's not going to play for that contract. There might be a quarterback you could trade for because there's no way the Packers are going to – Rodgers is going to play another 3 years, 4 years.
So it's the same situation that Jimmy Garoppolo was with Brady. Exactly. It's the same situation.
Yeah. No doubt. There you go. You might want to make a phone call up there.
No, I was going to say real quick because I know we don't have much time, but I'm just saying, do you like Buffalo or Baltimore? Are you all in on Josh Allen?
I like Baltimore. Look, Josh Allen's way more accurate. We don't have time to go through the stats. Baltimore can run the ball. Buffalo can't stop the run. 243 they gave up to Kansas City. 206 to Arizona. 188 to New England when Cam had a chance to go down there and he fumbled the ball when they're kind of winning that game. I think Buffalo will have a hard time stopping Baltimore's run game.
All right, Mike, we are all out of time. We could have gone on for another 15 minutes or so, but we'll do it next week. How's that?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Right. You got it. See you later. That is Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline.